This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 366, up 1¾. March, 372¾, up 3¼. May, 378¼, up 3½. January soybeans, 875¼, up 11½. March, 877¾, up 11½. May, 884, up 11¾. December wheat, 479¼, down 5. March, 487½, down 1. May, 492½, down 1/4. December oats, 244¼, down 5¼. March, 236¾, down 1¾. December soybean meal, 284.80, up $1. January, 285.50, up 160. March, 287, up 210. December soybean oil, 28.89, up 58. January, 29.21, up 62. March, 29.47, up 63. Time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's grain market report. The Illinois cut grain prices were mostly higher on Wednesday afternoon. A record high in ethanol production last week added strength to corn prices, while commercial buying advanced soybeans. Wheat futures were mixed going into the holiday weekend. In northern and western Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 3 cents at 344 to 360, while soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 839 to 870. In central Illinois, cut grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 350 to 376. And soybean bids were 11 cents higher at 860 to 885. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 to 3 cents at 354 to 379. Soybean bids gained 12 to 14 cents at 863 to 880. And the wheat bids ended steady to 5 cents lower at 377 up to 429. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 12 cents stronger at 890 to 895. Basis ended steady on Wednesday, ranging from 15 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $279.50 to $300.50 per ton, up $1.60, with basis steady ranging from 6 under to 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at $3.68 to $3.92, with basis steady to a penny higher at 2 to 26 over December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at 363 to 376, with basis up 1 to 2 cents at 3 under to 10 over the December. Soybeans up 12 to 15 cents on Wednesday, range from 881 to 890, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 6 to 15 over the January. And new crop wheat prices up a penny at 424 to 454, with basis steady at 74 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 2 to 6 cents stronger at 380 to 385. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 11 to 12 cents with quotations at 904 to 905. Soft wheat down a nickel at 419 to 469, and the Milo ended 2 cents higher at 366 to 371. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for January delivered corn range from 338 up to 361. January soybean bids range from 845 to 879. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 353 up to 379. January soybean bids were at 855 to 873. And in the southern part of the state on Wednesday, January corn bids ranged from 360 up to 384. January soybean bids were at 865 to 881. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois for this year, those bids range from 447 up to 473. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: December live cattle, 130.90, up 65. February, 133.05, up 55. April, 133.85, up 75. January feeder cattle, 165.05, up 37. March, 163.12, up 12. April, 164.72, up 15. December, lean hogs, 58.87, up 165. February, $58, up 50. April, 62.47, down 17. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday, the 25th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded 22 cents higher in a range of 47 to 52.75, with a weighted average carcass price of 50.64. The Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds at 22 to 27, 4 to 5 weight at 25 to 30, 5 to 6 weight at 29 to 32, and over 600 pounds, 30 to 34. In the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gelts country buying points are trading mostly steady to a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $34. A report from the United Producers Livestock Auction for yesterday had receipts of 518 compared to last week. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded 50 cents lower, while slaughter cows and slaughter bulls were steady. Slaughter steers choice at 120 to 125. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 110 to 118. Slaughter heifers choice at 120 to 124. Slaughter cows, boners, average dressing at 70 to 78. Leans, average dressing at 67 to 73. Slaughter bulls, average dressing at $90.50 to $94. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, two weight at 191 to 214. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, four weight at 162 to 171. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 121 to 127. On a dress basis at 195, while heifers on a dress basis traded also at 195. From the National Daily Pork Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 377 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 71.72, which was $1.90 lower. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses are 204.09, which is 28 cents higher, while select carcasses were 193.76, which is $1.52 higher. The estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated 112,000 compared to 108,000 last week and 118,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 440,000 compared to 437,000 last week and 421,000 one year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This morning, we're going to talk about a very popular item on the menu for Thanksgiving dinners, and that's the sweet potato, or what's commonly called a yam. But are the two really the same thing? University of Illinois Extension educator for Christian, Jersey, Macoupin, and Montgomery counties, Andrew Holsinger, explains. Andrew, we're going to be discussing the difference between a sweet potato and a yam. This is kind of a common topic around Thanksgiving. I had to laugh when I was talking to you before because my family actually just had this debate, and I wanted to get down to the science of what the difference actually is, and I think you might be able to help us out with that.
Yeah, I think I can. The difference is that botanically, yams and sweet potatoes are very different. You have yams are a monocot and sweet potatoes are a dicot. And so those are two very different things in the plant world. They're both angiosperms, but in regards to appearance, they do appear a little bit similar. And so the appearance is how the yam terminology came into effect. It was because sweet potatoes had a appearance of a more white, a firm sweet potato, but then there was the development of a softer sweet potato and with a more orangish color. So to distinguish the differences, when you went to the grocery store, they would add the terminology of yams to the labeling. But since then, the USDA has instituted that if it has yams on the label, that it also states sweet potatoes, because they are, in fact, sweet potatoes. The yams are actually imported from the Caribbean, and so sweet potatoes are grown here in the United States.
So we import the yams, so we are not able to produce those here in the States? Is that my understanding?
Yeah, they have a longer growing season, so typically you wouldn't be able to produce yams here in the United States. They take about 180 to 360 days, whereas a sweet potato takes 90 to 150 days, which is very adequate here in Illinois.
Are there any type of nutritional differences between the two?
Yes, there is. There probably the greatest difference nutritionally is the sweet potato has much more vitamin A. So one cup has 377% of our daily need for vitamin A. And as you probably know, that vitamin A is essential for our vision, immune system, skin, and heart. But what a yam lacks in vitamin A, it makes up for in vitamin C. So 42% of our daily need is in one cup. So if you put them side by side, a yam is higher in potassium compared to a sweet potato. It's just interesting how common names get adopted to certain plant varieties. And so it's important to know that there are differences in common names, and the sweet potato and yam scenario does make a good case for confusion among common names.
So there you have it. The mystery has been solved. Sweet potatoes and yams are, in fact, not the same. I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving and possibly enjoy some sweet potatoes later on today. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show this morning. I'm Katie Bowles.